Well, I wouldn't take nothing. Mount Zion for my journey now. Mount Zion. Well, I went to the valley, and I didn't go to stay. Well, my soul got happy, and I stayed all day. Mount Zion, on my journey now. Mount Zion, on my journey now. Mount Zion, well, I wouldn't take nothing. Mount Zion for my journey now, Mount Zion. You can talk about me just as much as you please. Well, I'll talk about you when I get on my knees, Mount Zion. On my journey now, Mount Zion, on my journey now, Mount Zion. Well, I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion.
For that beautiful interpretive dance and the beautiful spiritual. I tell you, each program, each day, each year, that the original contribution to our magnificent collection of folk music comes from the Negro. All the other folk music came with us from over the sea, and it's a magnificent contribution. Let's give them another big hand. John brought three busloads of boys and girls here to see the festival. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I hope that you all enjoy it. Now, we have a whole covey of folk singers sitting over here on the logs. Would you like to get a chair and come out, or you just want to sit there? And I don't believe I'll announce you from here. I think I'll just let you announce yourselves and come up, and maybe one song will recall another. Yes, Sylvia's first. Sylvia Polk from Stark. This is her first time with us, and we welcome you. She's a lovely girl and a wonderful singer. Hazel Fisher is at the piano. Are you going to tell, will you tell
yes,
about the song?
Well, she told you that I'm Sylvia Polk from Stark, and this is my piano player, Hazel Fisher from Gainesville. And the song that I'm going to sing is For Lavender Roses, and it was written by Hazel Fisher herself. Here's the story of me lady and her love affair. He was handsome, he was charming, and she learned to care. To the city she would send me for flowers gay and bright, so that she could look her loveliest for her lover each night. For lavender roses for me lady so fair, three for her dress and one for her hair, to make her look lovely for the one she loved best. He won her heart over all of the rest. He was pledged to love another and could not be true. When my lady heard the story, she was sad and so blue. So she told me she must leave him, though she thought that she would die. It's not right to hurt another, so she told him goodbye. For lavender roses, for my lady so fair, three for her dress and one for her hair. With a heart that was broken, my lady died last night. No more lavender roses, only lilies so white. Lilies so white.
It certainly is in the manner of folk music. And we congratulate them. My, isn't that wonderful? They wanna hear you again. Come on. Come on. Yes, another lavender song that perhaps inspired this one, Lavender Blue.
I don't know whether I remember the words, but I'll try it.
That's all right.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you'd need a queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly? Who told you so? I told you so, dilly dilly, I told you so. In a dilly-dilly house, in a dilly-dilly way, and if you answer yes, in a dilly-dilly church, on a dilly-dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly-dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you would need a king. In a dilly dilly house, in a dilly dilly way, and if you answer yes, in a dilly dilly church, on a dilly dilly hill, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you would need a king. Thank you.
Would you like a chair?
No, heck no. It's always a great privilege to introduce this particular person, a friend from the mouth of the Suwannee River, where it goes into the Gulf of Mexico. Grandma Odlin, as we lovingly call her, has lived a rich, full life on an island in the mouth of the Suwannee. She's raised 6 girls and 1 boy on that island. Some of them are here today. But I wanted her to tell you just a little Suwannee River lore. Grandma Odlin, let's give her a great big hand.
Step up real close now. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure indeed to be here. But I had quite a time this morning coming across. The first thing to do was go down and throw my boxes all in the water and get... Then I got them out and got him in the boat. He said, well, everything's okay now. I'll make my headway. Well, I got over to the dock and I tied up my boat and happened to think that my costume was back home. Well, I'd never do to come up here dressed like that when I was supposed to be an old lady. So I goes back home and gets my costume. And then I wondered if the car would start. But it did. And we got here. And I think it was a pleasure to be here. Well, I was supposed to think, Aunt Helma, to tell you of a sturgeon on Swanee River, wasn't I, this year? Well, a sturgeon is a great big fish. It used to be. Now then, they're small. But we used to catch them in their horny back. Looks something like a gator, all on the outside. And they don't eat food or fish or anything. They take it off the bottom. They have a snoot in the mouth, and they go down and suck it out of there. Well, we used to catch them, or my husband did, and he used a 16-inch stretch mesh net. Well, they was monsters. I've seen him take and dress those fish out and roll the flesh up like that and pack into a barrel, put ice on it, and two of those sides would fill a 200-pound barrel. They weigh 100 pounds apiece. We shipped them to New York, and there they would give us 50 cents a pound, taking off 10% commission. Well, then we get all that back. And then we had the caviar out of those big fish. It looks like little fine shot. And we sift that out into or through a sifter. And when we got it out there, we would salt that, put it onto a thin cloth and drip that. And then when we got it dripped and dry, it'd feel just like little shot and everything. Well, that was $1 a pound. Well, 3 pounds would fill them days in times up. A sweetheart soap box was 3 pounds, which was very small. Three bars of sweetheart soap, you know, box was very small. Well, we shipped that. Well, that was $1 a pound. That was the way we made our living in the spring of the year when we were fishermen on the bank of Swanee River 49 years ago. There were a lot of fish there of all different kinds and everything. And we was like sort of like the farmers. Our season comes, and then there was a season no work. And the fall, we'd salted, split and salted mullet. And then when that was done, we'd catch speckled trout, which is a nice silver-looking fish with specks all over it. And then in the spring of the year, we had the sturgeon. And when the sturgeon was over, it was September before we went to work again. And that's all like the farmers, I think. They had their seasons, and we had ours. And when that was done, we were done for the next season. Then we made our gardens and canned vegetables and stuff on the island, which we generally had a good garden. I wish you all would come down sometime and see our place, though you'll have to go across in a boat. You cannot drive over in your car. So you'll have to notify us or else hire someone on the other shore to bring you across. We'd be glad to have you. Thank you very much, and may God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you very much, Ms. Odlin. It's wonderful. A folk festival wouldn't be a folk festival without Cousin Bob Pavitt here from Sarasota. Carry on, Bob. I call him our little bird alive.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. We've talked a little bit this morning about Florida being under 5 flags, and I got a 6th that while it was never under, a lot of our settlers around Sarasota come from Scotland. As a matter of fact, the original Scotch settlement in Sarasota was really the start of the city. And recently, we've changed our festival down there from Spanish to Scotch in commemoration of that. And I went and learned a little Scotch folk song, which I'm going to try and do. Just push it. Fine.
The piper came to Ortund, Ortund, Ortund. He played Bonnie Lee. He played the spring, the lair, the breeze, the spring, new breath, play out the sea, and night he gay, he bags of bees, and he played another key. And was not he a rogie, 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 and was not he a rogie, the pipe for Rodundy. Piper came to Ortund, Ortund, Ortund. Oh, the piper came to Ortund, and he played Bonnie Lee. And some got sores, and some were maimed, and some were dancing by their lane, and many a vow of faith was ta'en that day to Damery. There was Tully Bardeen, and Ogilvy, and Strew, and Keith, and Ivory, and brave Carnegie, oh, but he, the piper of Dundee. And was not he a rogie, 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 and was not he a rogie, the piper of Dundee. Piper came to Ortund, Ortund, Ortund. Well, the piper came to Ortund, and he played Bonnie Lee. He played the welcome o'er the main, and ye's be fool, and I's be fain, and now Stuart is back again with Mugglemorth and glee. He played the kirk, and he played the choir, and the Molyneux new, and the Chevalier, and Lang awa', but welcome here, say sweet, say Bonnie Lee. And was not he a rogie, 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 and was not he a rogie, the piper of Dundee.
A lot of Southern folk songs are about railroads. Railroad people. This one's about a railroad bum called Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked, Lord, never will, he just ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, he was a mighty main man, shot his daddy and he went for his mammy and he'd ride, ride, ride. Everybody told him, come home soon, but he shot McMillan by the light of the moon, and he'd ride, ride, ride. Old McMillan had a special train, and he loaded up in the drizzling rain, crying, ride, ride, ride. Everybody told him, better get back, cause there's two policemen coming down the track, and they're looking for Railroad Bill. Two policemen dressed in blue, coming down the track, Bill, just looking for you, just looking for Railroad Bill. Policeman come too late, Bill was rolling on a southern freight, crying rad, rad, rad. Thank you.
I
just think it's wonderful that all we've got is time and talent. Wonderful. You know, I've been waiting a long time to introduce my cousin Ed Fleming and his pretty little wife and his pretty little children. The Fleming family. Come from Jacksonville. I don't think I'll tell you who he is. I'll let you find out for yourself. They're right pretty, aren't they?
You girls get up here in front. As you saw, this is Kate. This is the big one. And there's Sheila and Mary. And Lee here is trying to hide. And behind is Mama. Mama plays the gut bucket. This just keeps the rhythm a little bit. Mama, run a few strums from. See, anybody can make one of these things. This, are you ready? This, she's kind of scared. All ready? 'Twas 25 or 30 years since Jack first saw the light. Came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. Born aboard his father's ship as it was lying to. 25 or 30 miles southeast of Macaloo. Oh, Jack was every inch a sailor. 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. Oh, when Jack grew up to be a man, he fished off Labrador. Fished in Injun Harbor like his daddy did before. On his way returning home, he struck a heavy gale. Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale. Oh, Jack was every inch a sailor. 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. Oh, the wind went right for Baffin's Bay, about 90 knots an hour. Every time he'd blow a spray, he'd send up quite a shower. Oh, said Jack unto his little self, I must see what it's all about. Grabbed the whale right by the tail, and he pulled him inside out. Oh, Jack was every inch a sailor. 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon a bright moon sea.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Have you got a little encore?
Ma'am?
Have you got a little encore?
Yeah, one that we'd like to... How about doing, if Bob Pavitt won't mind... Well, let's do it with the girls. This is the one we did the other day, Sally.
Oh, good.
Okay? Come on. When are we going to get married?
He and I appeared on television.
Come on. You ready? All ready, kids? Huh? You ready now?
When we gonna get married, get married, get married. When we gonna get married, big old buffalo boy.
Guess it'll be next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. Guess it'll be next Sunday if the weather is dry.
How you gonna come to the wedding, to the wedding, to the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, big old buffalo boy?
Guess I'll come in the ox cart, in the ox cart, in the ox cart. Guess I'll come in the ox cart if the weather is dry.
Why don't you come in the buggy, in the buggy, in the buggy? Why don't you come in the buggy, big old buffalo boy?
Ox won't ride in the buggy, in the buggy, in the buggy. Ox won't ride in the buggy, even if the weather is dry.
Who you gonna bring to the
wedding, to the wedding, to the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, big old buffalo boy?
Yes, I'll bring my children, my children, my children.
Yes, I'll bring my children if the weather is dry. Yes, I got six children, six children, six children. Yes, I got six children, may have seven if the weather is dry.
Ain't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. Ain't gonna be no wedding, even if the weather is dry.
Thank you, thank you. We'll hear them again. Now, here is a friend who's come every year all the way from Hollywood, not California, Florida, of course, Cousin Mary Lee Wainwright. And she's a happy person, and she's going to sing a happy song, A Happy Girl.
Good morning, good morning, I'm so happy today. While I'm here, I'll do my best to please you without delay. Come along and hear my song and give a merry shout to welcome me, for I am, you see, the happiest girl that's out. Ladies, gentlemen, now don't be melancholy. Just see like me, if you can't be jolly. But when a thing goes wrong with me, I never sit and pout. In fact, I am and always was the merriest girl that's out. Ladies, gentlemen, now don't be melancholy. Oh, see like me, if you can't be jolly. For when a thing goes wrong with me, I never sit and pout. In fact, I am and always was a happy girl. Yes, a happy girl, the happiest girl that's out.
Thank you. Did you make up that song? Did you write that song?
No, Thelma. My mother taught me that song when I was a little girl living back in South Carolina.
Oh, lovely. Well, I want to learn it. And I think we'd all be better for learning it, don't you? Isn't it lovely? Let's give Mary Lee another hand.
Thank you. The composer is unknown, I'm sorry to say. Thank you.
Well, that's true folk. Now there's a little jaybird sitting on a hickory limb. Or maybe a pretty little pink, I should call her. Marilyn Rain, and she's going to sing for us right this minute. She's going to sing Billy Boy, and you know, I hate for her to be way over there because it's hard for her to be seen.
Billy boy, Billy boy, oh, where have you been, charming Billy? I have been to see my wife. She's the joy of my life. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Did she ask you in, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did she ask you in, charming Billy? Yes, she asked me if there's a dimple on her chin. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Did she offer you a chair, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did she offer you a chair, charming Billy? Yes, she offered me a chair with a rug in her hair. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Can she bake a cherry pie, Billy boy, Billy boy? Can she bake a cherry pie, charming Billy? She can bake a cherry pie, quick a cat can wink his eye. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Ah, Billy boy, Billy boy, how old is she, charming Billy? Twice six, twice seven, twice 20 and 11. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother.
You're gonna sing I Love Little Willie for us, aren't you? Come right back.
I love little Willie, I do, Mama. I love little Willie, I do, ha ha. I love little Willie, but don't you tell Pa, 'cause he won't like it, you know. He asked me to marry, he did, Mama. He asked me to marry, he did, ha ha. He asked me to marry, but don't you tell Pa, 'cause he won't like it, you know. He gave me a ring, he did, Mama. He gave me a ring, he did, ha ha. He gave me a ring, but don't you tell Pa, 'cause he won't like it, you know. And now we are married, we are, Mama. And now we are married, we are, ha ha. And now we are married, but you can't tell Pa, 'cause he can't help it, you know.